This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is from our episode about quitting. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Making the decision to quit can be challenging. You don't want to feel like you've given up before really trying. Or maybe you just don't want to let others down. But sometimes making that choice becomes a necessity because your body and its limitations demand that you do it. Nicole Curry has this profile of a Philadelphia woman who had to withdraw from many aspects of her life. We're calling her Susanna to protect her privacy.
Susanna thought she had her trip to the grocery store perfectly planned. She mapped it out. The store was just a few blocks away from her home. She was only going to grab a few items so that the grocery bag would be light enough to carry. But when she began to walk back home, the thing that she was trying to avoid, it happened anyway.
It was just this like pain and heaviness that overcame my muscles, like starting in my legs and then traveling up.
The pain traveled to her chest, down her arms, until it encompassed her entire body. She was forced to stop walking and wait it out.
It just feels like your feet are in mud. You either can't take one step further or it would be excruciating to. Even thinking about moving makes you want to cry. It's just like your brain is trying to send signals to your body to do something, and it just can't. So yeah, it just felt kind of like a sack of potatoes.
This debilitating pain, which later leads to total exhaustion for Susanna, is a common symptom of long COVID. She's been a long hauler since December 2021. It all started when a mild case of COVID led to chronic fatigue.
I mean, I was practically bedridden for the first few weeks. It was hard for me to lift my arms up, then it was hard for me to sit up, then it was hard for me to like eat.
She was diagnosed with long COVID a few months later. And once she was on her feet again, she went to see a specialist at the Post-COVID Assessment and Recovery Clinic at Penn Medicine in Philadelphia.
I expected an answer. I expected to hear, this is what's happening to you, here's how we treat it, and this is how long you can expect to get better. And that's definitely not what happened.
They told her that there was no treatment for her symptoms.
And to hear the specialist telling you that is, you know, not something that you want to hear. It is kind of scary because they don't know what's going on or why these things are happening.
The only advice this clinic did have for Susanna was to basically quit, withdraw from some of her activities to cope with the fatigue. This strategy is called pacing, like the phrase, pace yourself.
The first time I heard about pacing, I probably rolled my eyes a little bit just because it's like, duh. Like if you're experiencing pain doing these things, just don't do them.
But the doctors told Susanna that this actually works. They didn't know how, but had many patients who used it and got better. So she took their advice. Susanna planned out her every move. Outside of work, she disengaged with activities she could no longer do, like walking her dog, going for long hikes, or one of her favorite and satisfying hobbies, assembling IKEA furniture.
You have to kind of like take an inventory of your resources. And that was never something I ever had to think of before. You know, you just really take for granted what you're capable of. And it can be hard picking and choosing what you have the ability to do.
And crossing off half of her to-do list began to take an emotional toll on Susanna. She's best described as a doer, a person who likes to challenge herself. And adjusting to long COVID was beginning to feel like she was losing a core element of who she was.
I think in my generation, like I was a latchkey kid. So I was by myself a lot. And like really being able to like fend for yourself was important. When you grow up in that kind of environment, you kind of just feel like self-sufficient and like, you know, you don't need anybody else's help. Like having long COVID takes like all of that away. Not just like the physical like fitness aspect, but like really being in control of your body and, you know, being independent.
Susanna's long COVID symptoms lasted for almost a year. She began to feel more like herself towards the end of 2022, but then she got COVID again. And even though you're less likely to develop long COVID twice, Susanna did. This time was different. She suffered from nerve issues. It was like her body would randomly quit on her with little to no warning. One time, she suddenly dropped a mug that she was holding. At another time, she collapsed while getting ready for a party. Her symptoms were unpredictable and really scary. Her struggle to regain a sense of self-government came to a head one evening when she was faced with a dilemma.
I had to pick whether I was able to cook dinner or wash my hair.
This was a decision she had dealt with before, and she hated when it came up. Susanna worked in an office where her hair had to look presentable, neat, and clean. But at the same time, she had to eat, so she made dinner.
And I just had a moment where I was like, you know what? I'm just going to cut my hair off. I can't live like this anymore. I can't live like constantly in pain, like struggling to do little things.
Soon, Susanna found herself sitting in a salon chair, telling her stylist to chop off her shag-styled blonde hair, an effort to make washing and styling her hair much easier. The stylist tried to talk her out of it, but Susanna insisted. She said it was the most practical choice, even if she didn't like it. And underneath this decision was worry.
I totally thought I was going to cry. I am a very shy, introverted person. And taking your hair away, you feel extremely exposed. There's nothing to hide behind. It really changes the way that you are in the world.
But once her hair was cut and Susanna saw herself, sadness didn't overcome her. She didn't cry like she thought she would. A sense of liberation and freedom crept into her mind, feelings she had missed dearly.
I felt trapped and beholden to my body. Cutting my hair was like, I feel like it was just like powerful. It was like regaining that power.
Months later, I checked in with Susanna. She still has long COVID and is still rocking her buzz cut. I asked her if she was looking forward to getting better with time, and she quickly said no. She said long COVID recovery was far from linear, and with few proven methods to treat her symptoms, it'd be best to just focus on what she can do to make her condition less debilitating. For The Pulse, I'm Nicole Curry.